then I suppose it's August and it's really early doors in the season, and I suppose you're kind of half a college side now, so from the point of view of getting things together, you're going to be a little bit slower than others. So to come to Tullamore and run in six tries and play some really good rugby, you must be pleased with your lads and as a first run out.
Very pleased, yeah, very pleased. Some of the students still aren't back, so really the lads that are there, that was made up of pretty much club players. There was only two students on that team today, and they're living in the area, so the lads that are coming back, I've got a lot to aspire to now. You know, we played well there, which for our first outing, but that's probably been lads dying to get on the field and play, so they showed that sort of enthusiasm. So a lot of things stuck, even though it was raining, a lot of things stuck, and they played the way we played last year and continued that on this year, as far as the pre-season. So yeah, I think once the students come back in, there may be two or three that will push it just a little bit further for us. We're missing our big lock today, Connor. We're missing our 10 was standing on the touchline over the far side, and there was one or two others. So yeah, all in all, happy with the club players that played there and the college players still to come back. It's going to give us maybe a bit of depth, which I think we'll need in this division, you know.
Trends in the AIL would suggest that some of the teams who go up do quite well when they go up to Division 2A, because maybe the top of 2B and the mid-table 2A, there's not a huge difference. But I'm sure, having said that, all those teams do kind of push on a bit. You need to find something else as well.
We definitely need to find another gear. I mean, I understand if we go up into, we've gone up into this division and we may do well in this division, our hope is to do as well as we can, obviously, but then look at what's next. And we're looking at what's next now and how are we going to go with that and how we can push that. We've got good young developing players, but we need some wow players as well. Maybe we've got one or two that we've created.
One or two in the back line today now. Yeah. I mean, McGrath again, great pace.
Yeah,
and Gillespie
he's been
as well.
With us 4 years through there. So maybe if one or two, maybe a forward, a special forward, or maybe that 10 that we're looking for, and maybe a fullback to give us some control. I think we lost the fullback from last year, Ryan Hopkins, and I think that if we just maybe one or two, players that have that little bit of a wow with them on top of the developing players and the players that are developed, it would just allow us to have the faith in us to go and push on and maybe stay into the next tier of where we'd hope to be. So the university are supporting that. I suppose they're just sitting waiting to see how we do, and we just got to keep doing what we do and keep showing that we've got a good first team, second team, third team coming through, and some students mixed in with it, and it's going in the right direction. They'll stay with us with that.
There's a real, obviously, strong trend in Irish rugby of universities doing well, and like UCD and Dublin University have been making great strides in the top flight, and even UCC for a good while, back, and ULBOs as well. So I'm sure NUIM sports department look at that and think to themselves, yeah, this could be something we can do. And the combination then, like ULBOs, with a really strong traditional club, must give you plenty of reason to have the ambition.
It does, I suppose. We're looking at it, we've NUI Maynooth have a mini section and a youth section now that they didn't have, which means there's probably 250 minis out this morning, and another
separate to the Barnhill one. Yeah,
19s, 18s, 16s, really? Okay, 14s, yeah. All the way through. So there's an awful lot of rugby wearing the NUIM's name. So the university have now inherited a rugby club, and the rugby club has inherited a university full. So this is unique to Trinity or UCD or the others. They don't have minis and youths. So it's a proper amalgamation of our community. So the minis would go to secondary schools would then look to go to university. So there's a real pathway from when you're probably 7 years old, if you really wanted it, to go all the way to university and study and play at this level. So I think that's a big community thing that's just been driven by it. So we're pretty happy that they understand they have a mini section now, a youth section. And going forward, I think we're going to need that going forward, as the way the changes are being made to the sanctioning of payment to players and all this type of stuff. We're producing our own, and we hope to keep hold of our own, and hopefully they're going to drive to university. And if they go to Trinity or UCD, they'll still stay with us because of the level we're playing at. So we're in a pretty good place. We just want to stay there and build little by little through the next year or so.
What's next? You'll be one of the leading sides in the Shield, so I'm sure you want to make sure you produce a good performance in the group stages and get to the knockouts.
I think so, yeah. The performances again today was a bit of an unknown. We've trained well, certainly for the last 4 weeks, but we're still waiting for lads to come back. But today I think the lads weren't waiting for these guys to come back. They were just ready to play. So I think now over the next period we're looking to perform and perform and perform. I think last year what left us a little bit to do was that the top three or four teams in the division we were beaten by. So we've got to get over that little hurdle next, I think, of playing against good teams and being tight and still winning those games. And we're going to face those week in, week out now in this division, so we've really got to get a handle on that and say that we're playing good teams week in, week out. We've just got to win the tight ones and stay with them and try and etch them out, and then the other ones that are not so tight go and have a real go at them.
All right, the Tullamore lads have put a bit of grub on for you, I think, and you have a pint there, so enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, thanks.
Cheers.
Yes, hold on. Thank you.
Excellent.